Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of my delegation, allow me to congratulate you on your election as Chair Rapporteur of this working group, and thank you for presenting the draft Convention on the Right to Development. Panama is strongly committed to promoting and protecting all human rights, civil, political, economic, social, and cultural ones, including the right to development, as well as their full enjoyment by all persons without distinction of any type. This position is underpinned by our support and defense of the purposes and principles set out in the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Declaration on the Right to Development, the Rio Declaration on the Environment and Development, the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action, and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as other relevant instruments. This is why my delegation will participate in this meeting in an open and constructive spirit to live up to the mandate entrusted to us under the Human Rights Council Resolution 39/9. Mr. Chair, our national authorities are carefully studying the text before us to firm up a national position on it. Nonetheless, we would like to take this opportunity to express our support for including a specific article in the text on indigenous peoples and on gender equality. We believe it to be vital for that any legally binding instrument which is adopted within the Human Rights Council auspices must integrate and mainstream gender issues and empowerment of a number of groups. Moreover, we support the inclusion of an article on international peace and security. There is a historical relationship between disarmament, human rights, and development. It has been fully documented that military spending diverts requisite resources for meeting global challenges, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, and also when it comes to enjoying human rights, including the right to development. Otherwise, the excessive stockpiling of weapons promotes armed conflicts and violence, giving rise to unnecessary death and suffering, social inequality, and environmental degradation. In addition, we are struck by the fact that the text does not encompass a specific article on the environment and climate change, bearing in mind the fact that the right to development must be enjoyed in such a way that addresses equally the needs that exist in the area of development and the needs of the environment for current and future generations, as is set out in paragraph 11 of the Vienna Declaration Program of Action and principle 3 of the Rio Declaration on the Environment and Development, as well as the interdependence that exists between peace, development, human rights, and the protection of the environment and climate action. In conclusion, it is essential for this process to move forward, given the fact that all human rights are universal, indivisible, and interdependent, and are related into them among themselves, without establishing any types of hierarchies among them. Thank you very much.